USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris making those comments regarding any potential coronavirus vaccine. Harris, continuing on CNN, was asked about scientists and the FDA having the final word on the vaccine.
If past is prologue, that they will not. They'll be muzzled. They'll be suppressed. They will be sidelined.
Those comments do contradict what Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Thursday, where he said a coronavirus vaccine would not be released publicly if it weren't safe. President Trump calling on Congress to authorize him to release $300 billion in coronavirus relief funds directly to the American people. President Trump has no scheduled public events today. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
11 people were arrested and 3 officers were injured late Friday during protests and rioting in Rochester, New York, over the death of Daniel Prude. According to an autopsy, Prude died in March from complications of asphyxia and the settling of physical restraint. Video footage from the city shows a bus stop being lit on fire. Video out of Rochester also shows protesters shutting down restaurants by smashing tables and harassing patrons into leaving. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says her state portal system is ready for ballots.
We have had vote by mail in Arizona for quite a while, and so the infrastructure is there. We're not concerned about large increases in vote by mail, because already that's how most of the voters in Arizona participate.
80% of Arizona voters do cast an early ballot, most of them by mail, which they've been able to do since 1991. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sending COVID-19 positive students home is not something that universities and colleges can do. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci making those comments on NBC as many college kids are heading back to classes. President Trump on Friday criticized the media for what he describes as easy questions given to the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, saying the questions were meant for a child. The president, speaking at his press briefing, made the comments after he was asked about a report in The Atlantic regarding the president making disparaging remarks about fallen U.S. service members in France in 2018, an account the White House has fiercely denied.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And let me just tell you, I watched the interview with Sleepy Joe Biden, and he didn't ask questions. You didn't ask questions like that. Those questions were meant for a child. Smiles on faces of reporters, not like you and you. There were smiles on the reporters.
Biden taking 12 questions on Friday. A few of them include, what would you say to supporters of QAnon? And what would you say to President Trump for not rejecting the conspiracy? And a CBS reporter asking the vice president, you said today is the angriest you have been as a presidential candidate. Some people would say, why isn't Joe Biden angrier about all of this? For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.